You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I have to do this with my emotions, okay?
You know what?
I spend an entire night enraged watching the team play. And I have to somehow turn this ship around and put on a happy face because they won. And you have to appreciate and hat tip the effort in the win. I think at the end of the day, the simplest conclusion is this. Both these teams, like this is not, it's so funny. For two teams capable of playing beautiful basketball, there is nothing artistic about the games when they play one another. Both teams make the other team play really, really freaking ugly. It just is what it is.
They
it
make them uncomfortable. They know how to get them out of their comfort zones, right? That's kind of
they bring out the worst in each other. And that's what happened. So yeah, it was really disappointing watching Tatum puke all over himself and turn the ball over three times. Even when he put it together in the fourth and started to make some buckets, three turnovers in the last 2 minutes could have been the ball game. Jaylen was awful all friggin' game, but then he hits a big three. Horford, smart, kept him alive all game long. Brogdon got it going a little bit late. The offensive rebounds and this and that, but this was just a hard game to wrap your mind around because it was so bad for so long, and then they completely flipped it. What did they erase? 9-point deficit, 11-point.
I think.
Yeah.
At one point, they had their first lead. I saw the stat on.
I literally almost quit. I almost just walked out. I was like, after Tatum threw the ball over for the third time in the fourth, I'm like, done with these losers. I'm done. And then they just kept, they hung in there, man. They just kept coming and coming and coming, you know?
I have to give Jaylen Brown credit. I think I texted you guys like, Jaylen Brown should not have
played. Get him out.
As I'm sending the text, it's like a steal and a dunk. And then it's like a little floater or turnaround, like jumper. Then he hits the freaking three-pointer to tie the game and send it into overtime. I mean, I got to give him a ton of credit for the way he kept, again, kind of embodied the Celtics tonight. Ugly for 3.5 quarters or whatever it was and just kept at it, you know, made it uncomfortable for the Warriors too. They weren't playing pretty on their side by any stretch. Klay had an ugly turnover late in the game where, you know, wide open look, took his eye off the ball. Curry had a couple ugly shots, the air ball three.
They had turnovers late, you know, really goofy stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, like the Warriors, if you're sitting home and you're Golden State, you're like, ugh, man, we played like ass and almost won this game. You know, like, you know what I mean? It's, it's bad, but so again, I guess it comes back to, I'll get killed for this and I expect it and it is what
it
is.
Don't go there yet. Wherever you're going to go, don't go there yet.
No, I'm saying, you know me, I'm not a win is a win or a loss is a loss guy. You know, you wanted to see things. What did you want to see tonight? You wanted to see that Tatum exercised his Golden State ghosts. Did you see that? No.
I can't say that I saw that. But no. But he did have a three in overtime that was big.
Sure.
He did stay aggressive, but there's a big but here, a big old booty. Those three turnovers in the last 3 minutes.
All of it.
Those three turnovers in the last 3 minutes. I was pulling my hair out. Listen.
His shot quality brutal. Oh, my goodness.
A lot of forced shots. I mean, listen, nobody wants to break the Golden State curse more than Jason Tatum does. So was there a little bit of maybe force in that somewhat? Sure. I mean, I think that's human of him to do that. I don't think he needs to. I think he should know that he just needs to play within himself. But I also wonder if he put a little too much pressure on himself. National TV game against a team that knocked him up, you know, that prevented them from winning a title. They got embarrassed by them earlier this season. I think he put a lot of pressure on himself tonight to be the guy. Still finishes with 34 points. Obviously not the most efficient 34 points, but I don't know how many times he got to the line tonight, but he's been doing that a lot lately. 19 rebounds. John, I know you hate that stat.
This is a classic game where
the line. Thank you, Tim.
This is the classic game where if you watched it, look, here's the thing.
Yeah, right. You have to watch it.
If you watched it, you'd be like, God, this was one of Tatum's worst games I've ever seen. You look at the box score and you'll be like, you can convince yourself it wasn't so bad. It was bad. Tatum was awful tonight. Tatum was really, really bad tonight. But he kept battling. He did get to the line.
That's what it is.
And here's the thing is like the Celtics have things that Golden State can't deal with, you know, and that's size, that's length, it's athleticism. Golden State almost is like that team that's got to use gimmicks against you a little bit. They went small to start, you know, and they're just willing to concede certain things. So they got their asses kicked on the offensive glass. And even though they took the Celtics out, and they're freaking elite at this, they just clog passing lanes and they've got people waiting. Tatum and Brown got stuck in no man's land when they would get into the paint, stuck between forcing weird shots or floaters or continuing on and probably resulting in offensive fouls, not being able to get all the way to the rim. They couldn't get anything going, but they do such a good job doing that and then clogging passing lanes. So those guys can't even kick it out once they do get in there. It's just, they just get swallowed whole and they fall for that trap. They just kept doing it. And it was really frustrating to watch it. But again, you know, Smart stepped up, knocked down some shots when they needed it. Horford was huge all game. I mean, again, there's just mismatches there. Like, Rob kept them alive. The Celtics were playing like ass. And Rob, he got credited with like 7-8 offensive rebounds or whatever. He must have gotten his hand on like 15-16 balls on the offensive end, you know?
That's what he's been doing a lot of lately, just being involved.
Even just if keep it active.
Yeah.
Incredible. So, yeah, I mean, the Celtics have things that the Warriors can't contend with either. And I think we just have to get used to, if these two guys ever face each other again, one, the season's already a success because you've made it to the NBA Finals. Two, be prepared for some really freaking ugly basketball. Celtics aren't going to solve this Warriors curse. I think this is just how it's going to be. They'll just play ugly basketball against one another. You did want to see Tatum. The beauty of Tatum's 51-point game we talked about the other night was what? He almost didn't try. He just kind of let it come to him. This was the opposite, where he was trying so hard. It just, nothing was natural. There was no flow. The Celtics were running into each other on offense. They weren't passing. They weren't moving the ball. They weren't relocating. You watch Steph over and over again. How many times they talk on the broadcast? Watch him relocate. Watch him relocate. Watch him move. He's most dangerous when he passes it. That's a clinic style. Right there. But that's, you see, when Tatum does it too, it matters. Like late in the game, one of my favorite possessions of his is he had the ball top of the key on Wiggins, and it looked like he was going to kind of do his little ISO dance. And instead he gave it up. He went over there, set a screen, rolled to the post, ended up with DiVincenzo on him, got the ball back quick there. DiVincenzo had to foul because he was toast in the post. Like, stuff like that is great. Move, you know? But they just didn't do enough of it. He just kind of got lulled into that little Warriors trap of just kind of attacking right into the teeth of the defense, and they ate him up. Like, you'll look at the shot chart and be like, he missed a lot of close. Those were awful shots. They were off balance, weird, leaning, going the other way. You know, nothing great. Stuck floaters, mini air balls. A lot of the shots were contested. A lot of his pull-ups were like desperation, late in the clock heaves. Really, really, really rough shooting night for him. Not just stuff not going in, just stuff that didn't really have much of a chance to go in.
Yeah, I would say the shot quality wasn't where it needed to be.
So Golden State does that to you. Yeah.
Right. So you got to almost give them a little bit of credit too. But I mean, it wasn't like there wasn't really anybody else in the Celtics that was taking the reins tonight. You know, was putting the team on their back. I thought Horford obviously had a really hot start to this game. What do you have, like 10 quick points in the first quarter? There was a little mismatch situation going on, or size mismatch there. I'm pretty sure I saw Al Horford do the like too small thing. I don't know if anyone can confirm that for me, but I thought that he did that.
Yeah, you said that early, and I wasn't sure.
Be a bit out of character. I was just watching the broadcast. I don't know if I just caught him pointing at somebody on getting back on defense, but I'm pretty sure I saw him do that, which I loved every second of it. Producer Tim tells me that my eyes were not deceiving me and that he did it.
We call him Producer Tim. He was born with the name Producer was his first name.
Yeah, it's kind of written in the stars for him here.
Yeah.
So thank you, Producer Tim, for that. But no, it was literally Horford started things off for them. They were getting help throughout the night, and that's why they kept it close, because Tatum was having such an off night and Brown was having an off shooting night. But you know that if, and that's, I think tonight's a great example of it. if you can just stick around long enough, if you can have enough supporting cast to get you through, Brogdon tonight had a couple big shots. Those guys, Brown and Tatum, are going to find equilibrium at some point. You know, and obviously, I'm not saying that statistically speaking, they evened out, but the way the game sort of shifted when they got a little bit more aggressive and shots started to fall a little bit more. Like I said earlier, Brown's aggressiveness, credit to him, you know, he was not having a good shooting night at all, you know, beyond the arc, wherever, and he kept at it. So that steal in the dunk, the little floater, like right in front of the free throw line, and the 3-point shot, you know, those were just jolts of the energy. And honestly, I mean, obviously exactly what they needed, the 3-pointer to tie it up there, and then just playing good defense on the other end. Nope. This wasn't a game where you could quite, as bad or as ugly as it was, you couldn't question the effort tonight.